America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hour two of our Wednesday program.
I'm watching live hurricane coverage right now.
Yeah?
And
what do we got?
It's just...
Is it hitting?
Yeah, it's hitting. It's a Category 3. But it's hitting around the Tampa area. But just... The poor bastards from like the Weather Channel, and there's some guy from Fox Weather right now. He's literally standing in like thigh deep water, and he's got like an adventure helmet on, and he's just out there just getting his ass kicked. And he's like, do you really need, like, who is that for?
I've always asked that question, like, why, especially with the technology we have, why do we need to put someone in harm's way just to prove this is happening? We have cameras. We have good equipment.
Well, you're watching it.
Well, I mean, I'm scrolling through like on Twitter, and I got another bro here from the Weather Channel. He's wearing a baseball helmet and safety goggles, and there's stuff flying by his head. He's like ducking out of the way of things. Like, you know, has ever one of these weather guys actually been swept away by any of this? It's like Brian Kelly sending one up in a scissors lift. Is that necessary?
This is their Super Bowl.
This is their Super Bowl.
This is what they were built for.
Like, you know, locally, we send someone out to Hood River for a puddle that may or may not freeze over. If you're down in Florida, dude, you're in the thick of it. It's like Deadliest Catch out there.
I know. I saw...
This is Robert Ray, by the way, is the guy from Fox that's thigh deep in storm surge.
I saw an interview with a family who lost their fourth house to a hurricane.
Yikes.
I couldn't believe that.
Do they just have bad luck of the places they choose to go, or is it all in the same place that they've lost their home?
It's roughly in the same area, but then the guy's like, well, so the mom's like, oh, I'm devastated. And then, of course...
Are you even devastated after number three? You're like, eh.
I'm sitting there going like, well, effing move.
Let me time to leave.
And then the guy comes on, the husband, and he's like, where... We have another house down the street. This one we don't much care about. That one, I'm hoping it's okay.
They got like a Three Little Pigs situation going on. They keep building the house out of different things till one day it stands.
I gotta tell you, man, I wouldn't live, even if it were nice down there, which I don't think it is all that much. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Florida guy. I don't think I'd live there because of the hurricanes. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Some of those areas, like, you're... You're toast.
I lived in Tampa for 2 years, and I never got anything bad. We got a couple tropical storms, but I never had to weather the hurricane.
But people that live in the like the floodplain, they buy homes in
the plains,
and it's just like, why are you even doing this?
Hawaii is this way. The people that live in the lava fields, but it's like the only affordable place to live in Hawaii. But like, and by the way, lava comes.
You're asking for it.
Have you seen the Lieutenant Dan guy down in Tampa?
Yeah, we've got his audio. We were going to cover that in the club tonight. I did see an update on him.
Yeah. Is he dead yet?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But the last update I saw was he had to, he was out cutting off one of the ropes on his boat.
Yeah.
Because it was hitting the seawall.
Ah.
And he didn't like that.
No.
It's not good for the boat.
No.
So he's like, well, I got to cut this rope.
There's a bro on
and
a
And they're
little...
like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm doing great. Got to cut this rope.
There's a guy on a dinghy down in Tampa. It's like a 15-foot sailboat or
it's
whatever.
It's 20 feet. Yep.
And God told him to move to Florida by a boat.
Can we just do that?
I still have to bleep it, so I don't have it yet.
I was going to say, let's do that seggy now.
That dude is. Yeah, we'll talk about it. There's always one weather all-star in any hurricane. Like the guy, remember the one in New York? There was a guy riding a jet ski out in the harbor. He's like, Or there's some dude out with an American flag. Yeah, and this is it. Now we got Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, this guy, he's probably going to die.
I would think so. But...
And I often, I don't know, can you just go move him? Like, is that legal or is that...
You know what I mean? I do think you could have mandatory evacuations.
I mean, they're definitely going around. They're showing videos like...
Yeah, they're telling people.
The police going around and be like, hey, you are going to die. Yeah. Get out of here. Well, but beyond that, can they just like say, dude, you're coming with me?
That I don't know. Like the... Was it the mayor? The mayor of Tampa, or Tampon, I believe, she came out and on the news said that if you are in one of the areas that we tell you to evacuate and you do not, she flat out said, you are going to die. And I'll tell you what, just a bunch of liberal BS, according to Lieutenant Dan.
That's right.
Don't be giving me that mess.
He said God has always looked out for him, and he will be doing so here. He also says...
Boy, I'll tell you what, that guy's hearing a different message from God than I ever was.
He also says that, look, guys, it's science. When the water level rises...
It's the best thing ever.
I'm in a boat. I will rise, too, as long as I keep the boat or the water out of the boat.
It's the greatest...
So he believes that he will just rise with the water.
That is the greatest... line of thinking ever. He said if there's a 100-foot storm surge, it's not a big deal. He'll be on top of the storm.
Yeah, I'm in a boat. He said the safest place to be in water is a boat.
In the middle of a hurricane, where you want to be.
And then he took a puff of his cigarette.
It's on, not wearing a shirt either.
Yeah, and I think he's a guy, he was like, what do I fear, death? He's like one of those guys. He's like, I don't care.
I kind of enjoy what that guy's bringing to the table.
So anyway, we'll play his audio later. What were we going to do here? What are we doing? What is happening?
I don't know. Who's winning? What's occurring?
Well, I have the other audio for the ball bag, a little Padres ball bag.
Did you hear the... Okay, so the Padres-Dodgers is fascinating to me.
Yes.
Because, one, I find myself rooting for the Padres. I think that city's going crazy for that team, and it's awesome. Their fans are awesome. And then I'm going to say something controversial.
Go for it.
I like Fernando Tatis.
Do you really?
I do.
I hate him.
I like him.
I find the Padres, and it's growing by leaps and bounds every game, I find them entirely unlikable.
So I like Tatis.
Did you see the dancing peacock story going around? One of the writers, I think it might have been Rosenthal, wrote in like their lead of their last game that the Padres won that with Tatis as their dancing peacock, and he immediately took to social media, started posting pictures of himself with peacock and dancing emojis. So he's their dancing peacock mascot.
Anyway, I like him. Sure. Machado.
You don't like him. You can admit
I don't
it.
Love Machado.
You can admit it.
But I don't know. That's just a fun. I mean, you got the star power in that series. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
You have Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being a good game, 6-5 last night.
Yeah.
But the best part of the game.
I can't figure out how Machado's not out on that.
Yeah.
They were trying to claim that it was crafty base running on his part to force an errant throw. Then he ran into the grass and got hit. Anyway. Continue. Yeah.
Freddie Freeman said he would have done the same thing. So I guess they just pushed the boundary. And
well, it's good if you can get away with it.
Yeah. Get called, yeah. So the thing that went viral last night, besides the there's a really cool video of Tatis's home run. He had another home run.
Yeah.
and it was in the second inning against Walker Buehler. There's a really cool vid from a dugout cam where it's just the crack of the bat and the fans, and it's really, really good. Like, the announcers aren't in it. It's just, I don't know. There's that stadium. It might be the best one of the eight. Eight? One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, of the eight, it might be the best one going right now. Petco Park and what the fans are doing down there. I mean, it's nuts. Anyway, the thing that went viral was Tom DeLonge of...
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Tom DeLonge of...
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
And now he's not the insane one, right?
Yes,
he's,
he is.
He's the insane one?
He's not that insane. He just... But he, yes, he's the one you're going to call insane because he believes in UFOs.
No, he's insane. Stop trying to not...
He's really not.
He is.
But he is a big Padres fan, I guess. Right. And they gave him a microphone, and I think it was in the seventh or eighth inning. They just let him, a la Ryan Buckley's Giants and the great Steve Perry, they just let him sing with the crowd.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Of course, it's kind of a douchey song, but whatever. All the small things. It's very San Diego.
Everyone has a, you know, half the
songs. They're from there, right?
Well, I'm guessing
I would assume so.
He's walking around in Padres gear.
But I would assume that most of the songs that, teams kind of gravitate to, they're kind of cheesy, you know, douchey.
Well, the Rangers had the stupid Creed song.
Yeah, they had the Creed, that Lift Me Higher or whatever that
thing was. Take Me Higher,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's what
happens. We get a baseball team here in Portland, who is our Tom DeLonge and what song is our All the Small Things?
We don't really have a whole lot of Portland. Like, we've talked about this. Like, we just don't really have a lot of, you know.
Yeah, but we got, I mean, we'll have somebody. Somebody will step up. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be you?
What do we got?
Is it going to be Scoot?
We've got Everclear. We've got Art Alexakis.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
You know, we do that, but that's Santa Monica is like their big hit, which is not us. I mean, that's...
No, that's it. No, the other one. That other big song they had. I am still living with you.
That's Santa Monica.
Oh. Well, there's another one.
But I don't think it says Santa Monica. Like, but it's like We Can Live Beside the Ocean, which isn't really... Doesn't really fit us.
What was the other one they had?
Father
of mine.
Wonderful. And they have AM radio.
What's Wonderful? What's that go like?
I'm trying to think of how that goes. Their big hit.
Yeah, but you're right. Art Alexakis, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's much like Tom DeLonge.
That would be, yes.
Kind of random. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's got to be a good sing-along song. Like, or like, they have to have a good sing-along song. It can't just be a good band.
Well, can you play...
Santa Monica is a pretty good sing-along song.
Is a good sing-along song.
Yeah.
Can you play Wonderful? Do you have that in there?
Because Father of Mine, I think, is kind of depressing. Anytime about like getting like a new football or something for Christmas.
Oh, what about I Will Buy You a New Life Way Up in the West Hill? Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, picture seventh inning, place is going crazy. They're beating the Yankees.
I am still living with your ghost.
And then they hand him a mic.
Yeah.
Lonely and dreaming. Dude, I think West Coast.
There you go.
I don't want to be your downtown.
He's strutting around the stands.
Stupid
black boots coming up.
With my big black boots and an old suitcase.
I can see this.
Yeah, totally.
I do believe I'll find myself.
Take this, Blink 182.
Suck it.
Now we just need a team.
You think your mid-level rock band is something?
That's
Wait till we get ours. We have much outside of that.
Dance anymore.
Someone on the Vancouver 4 text line put one out that I thought it's catchy. I don't know if it's sing-along enough, though.
Portugal the Man? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this would be good. A good stadium jam, but I don't know that people know the words of it.
I can feel it. Bitty.
This is getting pretty obscure, though.
Well, Portugal, they're a big Portland band.
Yeah.
They were in here, actually.
They signed
the wall.
Can't we just get Sam Elliott to just do beef drops? And then we all just get together and, you know, we just...
They did say coming out of left field, so that's apropos.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's good enough to sing along the whole, you know, like 50,000 people or whatever.
Yeah, this doesn't really have a sing-along sort of.
35,000 people?
Doesn't have a vibe to it. But, you know, it's do something dumb and like what, like, just do, like, you don't have to be from there. Like, people take, like, Sweet Caroline all the time.
Steak Diane. Yeah, that's Boston's bit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people just take, we just need Sam Elliott. Beef
tacos. What if we just do Mr. Brightside just to piss you off?
Oh, my God.
We'll bring in Brandon Flowers.
I certainly hope not. Although hey, that would be the whitest thing we could ever do.
I'll tell you what,
Portland.
The one in the Bay with the Giants and Steve Perry, I'm sorry, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was there for a couple of those. It absolutely ruled.
It's
because
so cool.
he'd be like in their little kind of suite level. Most of the game he's in the suite, but they have the like six or eight rows in front that you can walk out. And he'd just be like running up and down the balcony, like belting it out with
people.
Isn't
it Lights that he sings?
So they always play Lights going into the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And that's their deal.
And then you just show the Jumbotron focuses on him and you're like, oh my God, Steve. And then you just start belting it. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that.
It works. The at Red Wings games, they always do the Journey, the small town boy, you know, South Detroit, and the crowd goes nuts. Although I've always wondered that because the whole point of that song is the kids doing anything to get out of Detroit. But they say South Detroit, so the crowd goes nuts. Mm. They play it at the end of games and everyone's like, ah, South Detroit. Doesn't matter. You know, they get excited. Eddie Vedder has the best one because he wrote a song for the Cubs. You've heard the Someday We'll Go All the Way, right?
Yeah.
That's the best sport-specific song that you can get. Eddie Vedder writes a song for you about winning the World Series, that's as good as it gets. We need Eddie or someone like that to write us a song.
We don't have Eddie.
I know we don't have
Eddie. But we do have Modest Mouse. Now, I like Modest Mouse, and that song, Float On, that could be it.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
That's a very popular song.
It is a very popular song.
And they're from here.
The YouTube chat submits there's a hole in the sky where a tree used to be.
Yes!
I'd play that for you, but I don't have my drop board.
That's so sad.
That is sad.
Where's that? Yeah, why can't we sing that one? Somebody's making money.
All right.
Yankees do My Way, which is fantastic. Frank.
Well, yeah, they should.
Yeah, some cities just have a bigger advantage.
What did the Mets do? You don't even know.
I don't know if the Mets have a specific...
They've got to have a song, right? At least like a victory song kind of a deal.
We got Grimace. That's all I know.
You do have Grimace.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. More of our baseball ball bag is coming up next on The Fan.
You asked for a song, a team song.
Let's go, Mets go.
This is from the 1986 VHS classic, Let's Go, Mets Go, which I did own.
So did they do this at the stadium?
Yeah. They did a whole video. It heavily involved Joe Piscopo, in case you were wondering.
I love Joe Piscopo. Underrated.
Where there's a Mets man, you'll find a Mets fan.
Alive or dead, Joe Piscopo?
Piscopo's still alive.
I think he is. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
I think he's alive.
We would have known if Joe Piscopo had died. I don't know what he's doing. He's 73 years old.
Yeah, still alive.
Still alive. Yes. I don't know why Joe Piscopo was heavily involved in this video, but he was. Gene Shalit was in it as well.
Well, wasn't there a time where Joe Piscopo was heavily involved in everything?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, he had a run there. Yeah.
They just walked around the city and got people from New York to get excited about the Mets.
Let's go, Mets go.
Yeah.
Cool.
I cannot tell you, like, 8-year-old me.
Brilliantly catchy.
How many times I watched that entire video. It was ridiculous. And I think if you go back and watch, you can actually see Dwight Gooden doing cocaine in the background.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, like the whole thing starts out, like the whole, it's sad that I remember this. The whole thing starts out, there's some kids and they're playing they're playing war with baseball cards, right? And the kids are flipping their cards and they lose. And the one brother's like, you lost all my cards. And the kid's like, what do you want from me? I did my best. You lost all my cards. And then Dwight Gooden and like Roger McDowell come by and are like, hey, kids, try this. And then they throw down a pack of Mets cards. And then like all hell breaks loose because it's the greatest pack of cards known to man. And then we get into Joe Piscopo singing Let's Go, Mets Go. It really is. For the 1980s, it's a work of art. It really is the finest thing that the Mets have ever done.
Sounds like a time capsule as well.
A lot of people are bringing up Louie Louie. Oh, yeah. If Portland had a baseball team.
The Kingsmen are from Portland, right?
So what we're talking about is if Portland had a baseball team, we get when we get our baseball team.
Yeah.
And then they go to the playoffs, and everybody's going crazy. And then some local minor musician celebrity gets up, like Tom DeLonge, and the whole stadium starts belting out a song.
Yeah.
Louie, Louie, that'd be good. Although Richard Berry, probably long dead. But
I bet we can get a grandkid or something.
It's an easy sing-along. There's no words.
Hello, hello. I mean, this is a good party song. Like,
yeah, absolutely. People have got their beers in the seventh. Well, yeah, it's good.
I mean, Autzen has Shout, and that's all that is.
Yeah,
and it's great.
It's great. I'm with you. I think Louis. Like,
this might be it. Salve. Salve.
Yeah.
Salve.
And again, we get some grandkid or some, I don't know, some nephew somewhere, and like, you know.
Oh, that was Guriel.
Ran him out there Leonard Skinner style, and he, you know, hey, grandson of the original, blah, 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 and then no one cares, but we get to sing, and everyone's happy and get drunk. And
what if Sam Elliott sung it?
Now we're talking.
You know.
Throwing in some beef, throw some beef drops for good measure.
Hamburgers.
All right, well, Sook's watching the Mets. I'm watching the Royals. It's Thunderdome in here. That's our baseball ball bag. And
Chateaubriand.
We have time for nothing else.
I want to do the...
we have to go.
I want steak... is it...
Steak Diane.
Yeah, I need some steak. We were looking up what all these different ones were. Now I need to find a place that makes me a Steak Diane.
Grilled steaks balsamico. Catalonian beef ragu.
Wait a minute. Wait. What is balsamico?
I'm guessing you make like a balsamic demi-glaze type of a deal that goes with it. But
steak,
I don't know.
Diane, there's like a cream sauce involved.
Yeah, we looked that up yesterday. It's like you take the steak's pan juices and you mix it with like mustard, Worcestershire, and a cream sauce. And
I want you the next time you're at Laurelhurst Market or one of the other steakhouses, yeah. I want you to ask the server, could I get mine Diane, please?
But I just want to have
steak
a
Diane.
I just want a clip of that on my phone, and they'll be like, and what will you have, sir? And I'm just gonna hit that, and he's gonna look at me, and I'm just gonna keep hitting play.
Beef bourguignon.
And stare at it until he brings me my steak Diane.
All right. Coming up next, we have in the news, I think. Oregon and Washington are among the states suing TikTok, and months after pausing the tent and tarp handouts. Well, they may be coming back. That's next. Here's Buck.
Beef Stroganoff.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
Boutros Ghali.
Frankie Lindor just hit a granny for the Mets.
You called it. You just were off by two innings.
Well, I said a couple of innings ago off the air to you, I said, you know, your game, it was 1-0. And I said, your game is teed up for a late inning home run heroic.
Yes.
And I said, and I sat there and I was like, I wonder who it's going to be tonight. And I was going through their lineup and going, you know what? I bet it's Frankie Lindor.
This is your go-to call. You said it was going to be him in the game against the Brewers that it ended up being Alonso.
Dude, grand salami.
And 4-1, Mets.
Someone is right and that the Catalonian beef ragu would be a great home run call. Can you fire that up? Like, imagine just like you know, the call of Lindor with a deep drive. It's gone. And then we fire off a Catalonian beef ragu.
Catalonian beef ragu.
The pitch to Sakanic.
It's Catalonian beef ragu. It's a round tripper. Love it. Frankie Lindor did just order some Catalonian beef ragu. Boom!
Grilled steaks balsamico.
Suck it, you douchey Phillies.
I think that's it for the Phillies, dude.
That may break their back.
Yeah, they're done. How about that?
Yes!
Your Mets, God, they got magic, man.
They got a little something. So they got good. A little something, something.
All right. It is October 9th, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Moldy Cheese Day.
The old stinky cheese.
Yeah.
Big fan of the stinky cheese.
Me too. I don't know why we like it, but it's delicious.
Yeah, it does seem weird. It seems counterproductive. Like, here's some moldy cheese that reeks, but...
But it's really good.
It is really good. Favorite stinky cheese?
Well, I mean, I don't know all the names of them,
because
if it's on the plate, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a huge blue cheese guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the best stinky cheese?
There are so many. You're right. There's just so many different ones.
I don't know. There's so many cheeses. Oh.
I'm looking at a list. Camembert seems to be a favorite.
That's close. I don't know where to start on that. It is also International Beer and Pizza Day.
Oh, well, who doesn't like that?
How about that?
A little beer and pizza, huh?
Yeah, I prefer red wine and pizza, but...
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Yeah, I can see the red wine and pizza. I always find, though, like, with wine, it depends on what kind of pizza. Like, I'm having a nice high-end pizza, but, like, if I'm eating, if I'm eating, like, some sizzle pie or something, that's more of a pub beer sort of thing. But if you're having, like, a nice... I don't know, trying to think of, like, what's, like, a higher-end pizza. If you're having, like, a shaker pizza, you know, then,
Pizza Diane.
And that gets a little more. A Pizza Shoals would be more of a red wine pizza.
Both Oregon and Washington are taking legal action against TikTok.
You sons of bitches.
The popular social media app accused of exploiting its younger audience. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum announced the lawsuit will be filed in Multnomah County Circuit Court today.
What exactly, like, I know everyone hates TikTok and, like, we're trying to ban it. And I remember just seeing one of those Waxman sort of Congress things where they were yelling at the guy from TikTok. And he's like, you're stealing everyone's information. And the guy from TikTok goes, no, they just give it to us. Like, it's right there in front. We asked for it and they give it to us. Like, and... I don't know. Does TikTok want... I'm not on there, but if they want anything that I provide them, I have at it. I don't know. What does TikTok
do? Well, this is about the kids.
What is it about the kids?
Her office alleges that TikTok has violated the state's consumer protection laws, namely those against unlawful trade practices. They say out of basic greed, intentionally designing their platforms to addict users and keep them scrolling. The more time users spend on the platform, the more money in TikTok's pockets. Tragically, it is our youth who are most harmed by these predatory practices.
Can I ask?
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Is it literally every social media thing designed to keep you scrolling?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just...
I think so.
I don't know.
But stuff... TikTok's for the kids.
Okay.
More kids on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not on TikTok. I don't have any expert opinion on this.
Nor do I. I'm not.
I saw a video the other day of Lane Kiffin getting ready for this game with his daughter, who is big on TikTok. And he was asking her what she did that morning. And she's like, well, I stayed in bed and watched an hour of TikTok. She's like, an hour of TikTok? She's like, oh, yeah, that's totally normal. He's like, no, it's not.
Mm. Yeah. I think it is for the kids.
Yeah.
And isn't it that it's a Chinese company? And yeah, there's a different algorithm for the U.S. users, and it's way worse. Like, in China, it's all educational and, like, really good, and then over here, it's like...
the dumbest of the dumb.
Yeah. I think that's right.
But does it say something that the Chinese, like, the smart kids, they get educational stuff, and the dumb-dumbs like us want just...
Well, it's not that we want it. It's that we're being fed it, and we know no better.
And we just keep...
And I think that's why these lawsuits are occurring, is, like, you got to protect the kids. They don't know.
Won't someone please think of the children?
Last year, Pew Research Center found that 63% of teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 have used the app. That number grew to approximately 70%. If you go between the ages of 15 and 17, 70% are on TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, dude. My daughters will sit there in the same room, and they'll just... They love the TikToks. I got a buddy of mine that sends me TikTok stuff all the time, but you can open it without being on there. But, like, I can't scroll, but I can see the videos he sends that are just on, you know.
Yeah, Instagram doesn't have that. You have to be on Instagram.
You have to be on there.
In order to, if somebody, like, sends you an Instagram video and you're not on Instagram, you can't watch it.
I was hacked, like, a month ago, and so my Instagram account is gone, and I'm not going to lie, I don't care. It's like, you don't miss it when it's gone.
No, you don't.
At the time, you're like, oh, yeah, Instagram's great. And then when it goes away, you're like, oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the thing, is you don't miss it.
No, not at all.
They want you to miss it.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, anyway, I don't have anything more on that. Washington is also... So there's 14 states suing TikTok.
Sure.
Oregon and Washington are two of them.
Yeah, I thought that we were banning them anyways. I thought they were forcing TikTok to sell, or I don't know. Deplatforming them.
Well, Congress is they've got TikTok in its crosshairs there.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with that, but apparently now there's some lawsuits.
There we go.
Multnomah County is proposing a new policy to resume tent and tarp handouts to homeless people.
Cool.
This just months after they paused the program following sharp criticism and a lawsuit against the city of Portland.
So we stopped, and then we sued because we stopped handing out tents and tarps?
No, I think they were sued, and they stopped. And now they're like, F you.
Oh.
How about that?
I was not aware of that.
The new proposal is set to resume the handouts with tighter controls in place during cold and severe weather. The tighter controls include one tent per person for sleeping, discouraging use on sidewalks and other public lands, because that works. Discouraging.
Yes.
Just say, hey, please don't put this on a sidewalk.
As we hand them the tent, we're like, hey, and this time, don't put it in the park.
And giving them tents that are more durable, waterproof, and fire resistant.
Yeah, they do catch on fire quite a bit. I thought we banned, like, what happened to the camping ban?
Well, we do have a new camping ban, and they're working on it, okay?
Okay.
Look, it's complicated. Hey, shut up.
Sorry.
Snowflake.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it's going out there. It's really, that's a hard one to, like, you only know what you read, and you can't believe half of what you read. And
yeah, I just try to look around and see it, you know, like, you know.
Is it getting better?
I think it is.
I don't know.
It's not as bad as it was. But again, then it's like, did they just move it? Is it like cleaning your room as a kid? You just move the mess from one side to like...
Well, I have a small anecdote that I live pretty close to the one that they put over at the old Army base over there off of Multnomah Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those little tiny white houses, you know, yeah. that they give them.
Yeah, a little temporary. Like,
I have seen no problems over there, there whatsoever. Yeah. Not one.
I don't understand.
It's all fenced. You can't really see.
Yeah.
There's nothing's really ever happening over there. But there's, I guess it's, you know, there's a bunch of people in there.
I think there's a lot of people that refuse to go into those because it's like, don't tell me what to do. But
yeah.
I'm also fascinated with the don't tell me what to do, but give me all of the stuff anyways. That's the part that rubs me the wrong way. You don't get to be like, I'm living outside of the bounds of society, but I'd also like all the stuff that you give me.
I can.
You see some conditions that comes with getting stuff.
Maybe you go rough
them up. Trots balls, yeah!
Send you out there to rough them up, rough talk them.
What, do they get a brute squad out there? You know, get out there, give me a rough talking stick, do some poking.
Ooh, that was fair. That was not fair.
I don't know. I didn't see that. You got the Rose game on. We got cross
foul.
Games happening.
Foul ball. All right.
Yeah,
all
I was right. actually excited for this collision of right. You guys overlapping games here. This is going to be fun.
I don't think it is going to be fun. Well, the Mets game's over. Phillies are cooked.
I'm not ready to say that.
I am. You heard it here first. Royals and Yankees scoreless in the third. It's a pretty good ball game so far.
Yeah.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah, we probably got a break.
Why?
Because there's only so much tent talk that we can have.
You want more hot tent talk next?
And then Buck. Didn't one guy have a plan to like put it, like the county's name on the tents? It was going to be like Portland property.
What?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I think it was Rene Gonzalez. He wanted to hand out tents and tarps, but still have it be the city's property so that it would be branded as the city's.
Dude, that hit chalk. That ball hit chalk.
It did?
Yes.
Damn it.
So you shrugging off hot tent talk.
Well, no, my team is on. I don't know if you know that. But it's Multnomah County. It's not the city that's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Multnomah County and the city hate each other,
yeah.
from what I gather.
Yes.
And so I think they often do things to spite the other.
Which seems very productive. Good use of resources.
So maybe that's why Rene Gonzalez is saying, yeah, put Multnomah County right on the tent.
I just like the idea of handing out those tents and being like, hey, just so you know, came from us.
All right. Do locals feel safe on TriMet? That's next on The Fan. All right. Well, the Mets are systematically destroying the Phillies' souls. And the Royals just got a pretty good break from the replay officials. So we're now even with the Yankees since they hosed us in the first game.
On the Jazz slide, if you will. I can't say what you called him. But
I call him Chaz Jism.
I really don't think we should be playing that drop.
Who cares what
just
you
a little
think.
Name mix up.
Yeah, that's something else.
Royals, Yankees, game three, scoreless, bottom of three. This is In the News, October 9, 2024. I teased, do people feel safe on TriMet? The answer is no.
Yeah.
More context than that.
That's a big no.
New study, Oregonians have to spend $10,000 more a year to maintain living standards from 2019.
That's a good chunk of change.
The new report assesses inflation misery, and it reveals that Oregonians need to spend 13% more of their income a year, or almost $10,000, just to maintain the same standard of living they had 5 years ago. This from the Common Sense Institute, Oregon.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Inflation Misery Index.
Bunch of liberal BS.
Highlights the increased costs Oregonians face to maintain their standard of living.
Some of this is just like, right, just goods, food, gas, all that fun stuff.
The analysis indicates that Oregon households have effectively lost 23.7% of their purchasing power due to inflation.
Boy, that's a good hunk. That's not 10%. 23% of
yeah.
your buying power?
With the average household needing to spend an extra $22,000 each year to sustain the same level of consumption.
Ouch. I will say that, like, I notice it a lot when just with, like, food costs. Like, when you go out to, and we talked about this, but just going out to eat anywhere, it is, it is brutal. Like, I don't know how the restaurant industry is doing. I don't know if it's bounced back, but.
Well, I just think leisure activities in general.
They're expensive.
Anything, yeah, yeah. It's all just it's like, wow, that's yeah. what that costs.
Yeah, it's spendy. I often get the sticker shock. You order like an appetizer and like an entree or two and like a couple drinks, and then it shows up and it's like $82. You're like, excuse me? You're like, wow. Makes you think twice about doing stuff. All of a sudden, staying in, and you're like, it's not so bad. kicking back on the couch.
All right. Well, that's a good place to end it. Uplifting note like that.
There you go. There's nothing like a water skiing squirrel or like a fun raccoon story that you can give me. Nothing like Oregon top three, like, I don't know, cool places to wakeboard. Nothing?
No.
The headline on Oregon Live when I looked earlier was like, bad for women workers in forestry department.
That's right. It's rough in there.
That was one of the top stories I saw today.
Those forestry bros.
Yeah.
It's a click.
It's not good.
A lot of sexism.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't read the story. That's not fair. But I did see the headline.
E-bike involved in crash that killed teen could travel faster than legal limits. That's not good.
Yeah, I saw that.
New Wildlife Safari's benefit dinner raises $200,000 for a new exhibit.
Hey, that's great.
I like that.
A new exhibit?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the headline. Brand new headline.
Do we need a new exhibit?
No. Maybe.
Or does the head of the Wildlife Safari need a new...
It will be instrumental in bringing their vision for a new African painted dog exhibit to life.
Yes!
Also known as African wild dogs, they're among the most endangered carnivores in all of Africa.
Whatever. That's in the news. October 9,
they're 2024. They're eating the
dogs. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. Very big sports news. Dave Bartu of The Matrix. After that, at 5:15 on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.